you talking about, Viper?
Friend, either you are closing your eyes to a situation you do not wish to acknowledge, or you are not aware of the caliber of disaster indicated by the presence of capital in your community. Well, you got trouble, my friends. Trouble right here in Rip City. Why should I enjoy the fruits of commodity exchange and planned obsolescence? I consider that the hours I spend as a part-time temp are golden. So I came to realize that those who do not own the means of production are compelled to bring the labor to the market in exchange for the bare necessities at a rate lower than the rate at which the owners of the means could exchange a product for that labor, and they call that profit. It's unpaid labor, my friend. The first big step on the road to the depths of degradation. Say first, surplus labor value, then a thing called NAFTA, and the next thing you know your jeans are being sewn by a teen in a Honda in the sweatshop, and you're listening to some big IMF Jasper here to tell about global restructuring, not a wholesome plan drawn up with any long-term economic health in mind, but a plan to let Pepsi or McDonald's get their fingers in another piece of pie, make your blood boil, I should say. Now friend, let me tell you what I mean. You got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 populated continents under the sway of the almighty corporate dollar with a capital D, and that rhymes with C, and that stands for capital. Now I know all you folks are the right kind of comrades, so I'm going to be perfectly frank. Would you like to know what kind of conversation goes on where they're cutting those corporate deals? They'll be talking about margins, talk about mergers, talk about bonuses like acquisition fees, and bragging all about how they're going to cover up a telltale stink with talk of GMP. TQM, smarter not harder. Gotta stay competitive, gotta stay lean and mean. Got stockholders to think about, shameless talk. Grab your son, your daughter, and the arms of the jungle. Animal instinct, masteria. Friend, the unchecked market is a worker's hell. You got trouble,
so we got trouble.
Right here in River City,
right here in River City.
Trouble with a capital T and it rhymes with C, and that stands for capital.
That stands for capital.
Well, you got trouble,
surely got trouble.
Right here in River City,
right here.
You gotta figure out a way to keep alienated labor after school.
Our children's gonna have trouble.
Mothers and fathers of River City, heed my warning before it's too late. Learn to recognize the telltale signs of encroaching capital before it's too late. The minute your son or daughter leaves the house, is he or she thrown into wage-lowering competition with workers not just here, not just in these here United States, but with workers around the world themselves caught in a historical web of colonial resource drain and practically non-existent labor laws.
Trouble.
Are certain words starting to creep into their conversation? Words like the new economy. Words like labor shortage, wage inflation, reformer with results. Well, so my friends, you got trouble.
Well, got trouble.
Right here in River City.
Right here in River City.
Trouble with a capital T and that rhymes with C and that stands for capital.
Stands for capital.
Well, you got trouble.
Surely got trouble.
Right here in River City.
Right here.
Remember the Haymarket riots, National Steel and Ace Stanley. Well, you're in trouble, my friend. Yes, sir, you were in terrible,
terrible trouble.
Game with the state-sponsored exploitation is devil's tool.
Devil's tool.
Well, you got trouble right here.
Yeah, we got trouble here. We got big, big trouble.
With a T.
Capital T.
That rhymes with C.
That rhymes with C.
That stands for capital.
That stands for capital.
That was good.
Yeah.